We basically finished Siman Ayin Hey, and we're basically up to Siman Ayin Vav. We have one Sif Katan left in the Mishabur of Ayin Hey, which is really the bridge between Ayin Hey and Ayin Vav. Ayin Hey is all about Erva, focusing on the Pasuk of Lo Yira Bacha Erva's Davar, and Siman Ayin Vav is focused on the other part of the Pasuk, which is V'haya Machanecha Kadosh, the camp of Hashem, with the Aron, with the Luchos, the Melchama, or the camp, the Shul, or the camp, the individual involved in Avodas Hashem. That camp has to be Kadosh, has to be holy, meaning basically without dirty diapers. There is a connection between the two, this is about Machlokes, which we will get to, we're not there right now. Just a preview of coming attractions. The Siman Ayin Test, there's a humongous Bir Halacha. Page 222 in my Dear Shu edition. And here there's 10 different topics that are touched on in the Simanim involving Tzoa, dirty diapers. Basically, it's from Ayin Vav all the way to Pei Ches. Okay, and this is like the crux. So we're going to go back and forth. Basically, we sort of ended Ayin Hey yesterday with the sugya of Erva Bashashis is Aser. Erva, that you could see through glass, is Aser because, again, there's two dinim. One is not to be in front of the Erva, the other is seeing the Erva. If you see the Erva, it's going to be a problem, even if technically there's a wall there. As long as you can see, it's okay. If you close your eyes, then everyone agrees it's okay, even though in general, closing eyes, we discussed yesterday, is a big machlokas. Fine. Then the Gemara goes on to say that Tzoa Bashashis is Mutter. The Torah says you go to the bathroom and then you cover it. And that's what the Torah wants you to do, and now your machaneh is clean, assuming you do a good job covering it, doesn't smell, and that's what we're gonna discuss. But it's bikisu Italian milsa, and if it's enclosed in glass, so then it is covered, that's what the Torah wants. So let's finish up Sifkat on Lamed from Ayin Hey. The Briya Talarotza Lamed, Afabi Shuba Samuchlo, Toch, Dalit Amosav. Even though you're within Dalit Amos of this Erva, what are we talking about over here? Here we're talking about he's in front of the air, but he closes his eyes, which the Mechaber says is okay, and everyone else says is not okay. And the Mishabur is pointing out, even if you're within Dalet Amos, it's still going to be okay. So according to the Mechaber, it's okay to close your eyes, and we said according to most people, he has to turn around. But if he's turning around, but the air is right behind him, that's okay. However, the Bitsoa, kind of the Siman Ayin Test, the Asa, Fidim Mubilachar, Bezegi Lakos, and Tzoli Rak Biri'iyah. By the Erva, it's a Din Ri'iyah. He turns around, he doesn't see it. The fact that it's right next to him, behind him, is okay. But by Tzoa, that's not okay. Because by Tzoa, it's a Din in your Machaneh. And your Machaneh is at least your Dalet Amos. We'll discuss what Machaneh means. Vaya Machanecha Kadosh. And your Machaneh is your Dalet Amos, in front of you and back. It doesn't matter if the dirty diapers in front of you, the dirty diapers in back of you. It's going to be the same. Okay, so now let's start with Ayin Vav Aleph. Okay, so we mentioned that Tzoa Bashashis going to be Mutter. Ashashis means it's behind glass because the Torah wants you to cover it. It's covered. It's good. Okay, Masha Inkein by the Erva. Okay, now as a general, again, there's a lot going on simultaneously, and Bezrat Hashem will get to everything, and hopefully it'll be organized enough that we actually understand it. But we're talking about Tzoa. Tzoa is, how do you say that in English? Feces. Person goes to the bathroom, number two. That is called, now it also applies to rotting garbage and anything that we call Reach Rash Yesh Lo Iker. It's something rotting, disgusting, and smelly that gives off a smell. That is a deraisa. To say Shema within Dalet Amos of that object, if it's not covered, that's an Issa deraisa. Then we have what's called a Reach Rash She'en Lo Iker. Someone passes gas, it smells, there is no Iker, there is no real source, just something floating in the air. That's called Reach Rash She'en Lo Iker, that's Aser Midrabanim. Okay? So let's see Sif Aleph. Ayin Vav Aleph. Tzoa Bashashis Mutter Likros Kenegda. When the Tzoa is behind glass, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema in front of it. Afa Pi Sheroa Se Derech Dafna Se. Even though you see the Tzoa, he sees the feces through the glass. It's okay. Why? Mishum Debekisu Yitzal Rachmano. The Torah wants you to cover it. You will cover your feces. And it's covered. You did what the Torah wants you to do. Perfect. Okay, again, that's not the case by Erva. Erva is a din in Re'iyah. Okay, not your Re'iyah, someone else's Re'iyah. Everything we've been discussing over the last 3 days. Okay. Now, Sif Beis. So the Gemara says, let's say you have a little hole in the ground, and in the hole someone goes to the bathroom. tiny hole, and a person wants to say a bracha. So he can put his foot on top of the hole, assuming that there's no smell. Once there's a smell, it becomes, like we said, it's already a different ball game. It's not, I guess, it's not really covered. If you cover it and it still smells, so then you haven't done a good enough job covering it. I don't know if that's true. I made that up right now. But we'll keep that in mind. So there's a little tiny hole in the ground. Someone goes to the bathroom over there, number two. He wants to make a bracha. He puts his foot, which fully covers the hole. Now the tzoa is covered. So now he did what the Torah says. He covered it. He can make a bracha. Then the Gemara says, what if the tzoa is touching his shoe? I mean, if it's a thin, small, deep hole, and it's not touching his shoe, that's for sure. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara wants to know, what if it's touching his shoe? So there's a big machlokes how to understand that. Most poskim, most Rishonim hold that it's a continuation. You're covering the tzoa with your sandal, it's okay. But if your sandal is actually touching the tzoa, then already it's not so posh. And the Gemara does not answer the question. The Gemara concludes, teku. Wait for Eliyahu HaNavi. But the Rishonim say, when we have a teku about an iser, we go l'chumra. So the Rambam and the Rosh say, if his sandal is covering it, it's not touching it, it's going to be mutter. If it is touching it, it's his teku, and we go l'chumra, and it's going to be aser. Rabbeinu Yonah says, nah, the two Gemaras are not related. If you're covering the hole, and even if it's touching your shoe, we don't care. It's the bottom of the shoe, it's covered, it's going to be mutter. The follow-up question in the Gemara, which is not a follow-up at all, it's an independent question, that's a person walks, he doesn't pay attention where he's going, on the bottom of his shoe he's got, you know what? So now, that's a question. Not that just touching the bottom, I'm just stuck to the bottom of the shoe, that's the Gemara's question, and that's where we're going to go to Chumrah. Okay, so that's a machlokes. Now that case is worse, because Rabbeinu Yonah holds the first case just touching and he's covering the hole. It's okay. In this case, it's bad. So I'll imagine the Rosh and the Rabbah are going to agree with Rabbeinu Yonah. That case is for sure no good. But even their case, where it's just touching and it's not necessarily, you know, smushed on, that even that's going to be no good. Okay, so let's see the mechaber. Soya baguma. There's soa in a little hole in the ground. Maniach sandalo alev akore. You put your foot, your shoe on top of it, and now it's covered, and now he could say his krishma. Okay, and we didn't do the mishaburas before. Mishaburas sivkatan beis. Okay? Da. The bekolach is el atzim peches. It's an air, and it's kill el. Everything we learned in ayin hey, ayin vav, through peches, even though this is hochas krishma, and we're talking about krishma, it's nothing to lav davka krishma. It's not necessarily krishma. Who did Torah utrila v'chol inyanei kedusha? We're talking about davening and learning and everything in between. Okay, the DSU has a discussion about doing mitzvahs in a dirty place. That's a whole sugya that comes up in Rosh Hashanah, which we're not going to get into. Okay, instead of cutting gimel back on the tzoa that's covered by glass, the assumption is that you don't smell it. If you smell it, then it's a different story. Altogether, it's going to be awesome. Okay. Now, here, your sandal is covering the hole. So you might say, you know, you have to cover it with something else. Your shoe, you might say, is buckled to your foot. It's like covering it with your foot. That's not going to be good. Perhaps, you know, that's what the chiddush is, that it's okay. No, he has a shoe. We're going to get there in a minute. Okay, let's see Beis again. Tzoa beguma. This tzoa in a hole. Meniach sandalo alev akore. Cover it with your shoe, with your sandal, and say krishma. Why the chashiva kemechusa? That's called covered. Even though it's your shoe, doesn't matter. It's covered. The cave and she'ein reach ra magia lomadan. Since there's no smell, it's going to be mutter. Once there's a smell again, it's a different ballgame. V'hu shelo yei sandalo no geaba. Like the Rambam and the Rosh, is provided that your shoe is not touching the tzoa. Once the shoe is touching the tzoa, it's going to be a problem. And that's because he's wearing it. Meaning here the sandal, even if you cover it with glass, we said it's okay. Even if the glass is touching the sole, we don't care, it's covered. But when the covering is your shoe, So a shoe is, it still counts as a cover, but only if it's not touching it. It says here at the end of Mishnah Berurah of Katan, hey, sandalo garatve, the sandal is worse, mishatu malbushal, because it's your clothing. Alkinim chalotze v'kisa b'shari. Let's say it's touching the shoe, it's going to be awesome. But if you take off, slip off that shoe, so now it's covered, and it's not your shoe anymore, because it's not buckled to your foot at all, then it's going to be mutter for sure. Mishnah Berurah of Katan, vav no geya, he had so on his foot. Now this is very, I imagine, very common in those days where bathrooms were not as neat as they are today. I mean, it could still happen today, but Baruch Hashem, we're achshu dara, at least on the hygiene. He davens. Afterwards, he goes home and he sees the bottom of his shoe is full of tzoa, and he understands that it was there before davening. He should repeat Krishna. Now he doesn't have to repeat the bracha; he has to repeat Krishna. Okay, and if the tzoa came up on the, he stepped on it, came up on the sides, and it was visible, that's much worse. We'll get to that in Siv Ches.
The skin of the tzoa and the foot is or even midarabanan, he has to go back. And
I don't think it's a din daraisa. If it'd be a din daraisa, you'd have to repeat the brachas also.
Well, I don't think it's a din. At the end of the day, if it's touching his shoe.
Why?
It's a take on the Gemara.
Because it's by Delishita.
Is that why he doesn't have the brachas? Or is it because his whole din is only midarabanan?
Okay, I don't know. We're gonna. There's a Prima God that we're gonna get to right now, that relates to your question. Okay, now the Braisa in Brachas Chafei says, "You now say Kriya Shema in front of Tzoas Adam." We'll see that not all Tzoas created equal. The animal Tzoa may yes be a problem, may not be a problem. We're gonna get to all the different types of animals and all their Tzoa. We're gonna be Tzoa experts. In 3 weeks from now. Okay. So the Braisa says he cannot say Kriya Shema in front of Tzoas Adam, and he has to be how far away? Marchik him lo ena. He can't see it at all. So even if it's very far, much more than Dalet Amos away, it's going to be Asa. Then the Gemara has a question, what about Tzoa Overis? That means he's sitting here saying Shema, and someone walks in front with a, let's say, a bedpan with Tzoa in it. Or a garbage truck. So Abayi says Mutter, Rava says Aser. We always passing like Rava, except for when we don't. Except for Yagigam. Okay. Hilchasa Kurava. So Aver is going to be Aser. Now the question is, what does that mean? It's going to be Aser. So the Rambam seems to hold. The Beis Yosef wants to fit the Rambam into his own opinion. Everyone screams at the Beis Yosef, but basically, the Rambam holds, whereas regular tzoa, we call it tzoa omedes, tzoa that is standstill tzoa, stationary tzoa, you need to be marchik melo enav. You can't be able to see it at all. Okay, but the Rambam holds tzoa overes is going to be only dalet amos. So if someone carries it 6 amos in front, it's going to be okay according to the Rambam. The Beis Yosef doesn't like that. He thinks that it should be the same thing.
Well, and then the guy stands still with them.
Oh, good. Okay. Then he stands still. Right. Then he has to stop. Right. Oh, very good. Exactly. That's what you need to do. You need to turn your back. If it's more than dalet amos away, you turn your back. Right. That's what it's brought down to do. So let's see the mechaber now. Have you tzoa lefanav? They carried tzoa in front of him. Also, likros kinegda. You know how to say shema in front of it. Now, he doesn't tell us exactly what he means. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkat and Ches, I am a Beis Yosef, disobed, the ain lechalik bin tzoa kvala veris. There's no difference between stationary tzoa and moving tzoa. It all has to be kimelo, melo enav. You need to be dalet amos away from the end of the smell. Okay, we'll discuss more about that later. Okay, but now we're talking about tzoa overes lefanav. So the Beis Yosef holds it's the same thing. Why should it be different? The Rambam seems like he's saying different, but the Beis Yosef, he plays with the words of the Rambam and tries to prove that the Rambam means it's the same thing. Everyone screams at him. That's not what the Rambam said. And Bach gives basically some sort of hesber. Look, in the Gemara, there's an opinion that says it's mutter legamre. Abaye says it's mutter. So you see that it's more lenient. So why say Abaye says it's mutter legamre and Rava says it's asur melo einav? We always like to minimize the extent of the machlokas. Instead of this is mutter legamre, he says asur legamre. No, he's mutter legamre. When Rava says asur, he means asur dalaram. He doesn't mean asur kemelo einav. That would be a huge machlokas between the two. Okay, but the Taz and the Pri Chadash, they go with the understanding of the Beis Yosef that there's no difference between stationary tzoa and moving tzoa. Ach, if you were told me the fun about Pnei Rachbo, as David Alamos, then according to Megillah Alamos, sorry. Okay. What does it mean in front of you? And what does it mean in the back of you? And what does it mean on the side of you? So he's saying like this. In the front of you means in the front. This is my front. I draw a line from each side of me, maybe extended Dalaramas, I'm not sure exactly, but if it's to the right, it's, okay, 12 o'clock on a clock, right? 12 o'clock straight ahead, that's for sure in front of me. That will require, according to the Shulchan Aruch, Melo Einav. But if it's already 2 o'clock, or it's 10 o'clock, or perhaps even 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock, so then that's not called in front of me. That would require Milo Einav, that's already on the side. If he's on the side, then Dalet Amos should be good enough. That's what they're saying over here.
Only by Overin?
So here in the Bir Halacha, he brings down that the Magen Avraham holds. So some say on the sides is like in back, you only need Dalet Amos. And that's over, and that's the Mahalach over here, right. Right, and the Mishabura continues to say that on the side is like La'acharov. It's enough to have Dalet Amos from the end of the smell. Okay? In the base, in the Bir Halacha, he says, well, wait a second. The Magen Avraham holds on the side is like in front of you. So then your whole head there is out the window. So says the Mishabura, no, not so fast. Meaning you're right. There's room to be machmir like the Magen Avraham in theory. This is the first Bir Halacha. Dibar Masle Ha'aviru. So he says on the fourth line, Lo ratziti listom kach, mishum bitzdadin shalafan of gamkein, ha'el yirab ha'meikyo. So, basically, 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock is a machlokas. Okay, so you can be machmer on a machlokas. But, over here, where there are a lot of poskim who disagree with the mechaber, and they say it's only asur dalet amos anyway, so overus is... Even 12 o'clock is only Dalet Amos. So if you want to be machmir like the Mechaber and the Taz and the Pri Chadash, you want to be machmir. Okay, so that's for 12 o'clock. But when it comes to 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock, now you have two reasons to be makam. One is because there's a team of poskim who hold that 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock is like in back of you. And even if you don't like that team, even the team that holds it's in front of you, there's still another team that holds that Tzoa Veris, even 12 o'clock is only Dalet Amos. It's not Melo Einav. So we have... The end of the Bir Halacha. Harbe Achronim posting Ka Bach. I feel a bit of fun of Mamish. Even 12 o'clock, the Bach holds only Dalet Amos. Al Kainir, the in Lahachmir, but Stalin Shalafan of Bazet. In this specific case of Tzoa Overes, where we have two reasons to make it. One is because there are those that are making altogether by Tzoa Overes, that you only need Dalet Amos. And even according to the Machmirin, once it's at 11 o'clock or 1 o'clock, so then, there's a whole slew of poskim who hold that's la'acharav. So we're going to go l'kula in such a case. And now we're going to bring the other side, the anti-Beis Yosef team. Back in Mishabur Sif Katan Ches, Va'abach, Va'el Yerabah, Posku, the cave in the Tzor of Eretz, he, Ve'ena Omed, this Malkam Echad, since it's moving and not stationary, Sagi Bar Chokas, Dalet Amos, Mimakam Shekol Reach Lefanam. V'yesh la'achmir lechatchila. One should be machmir lechatchila. But b'diavad, once you machmir lechatchila, okay. But b'diavad, there's room to be makom. Meaning, you have a big machlokas. Okay, lechatchila, one should be machmir. But that's machmir on 12 o'clock, not 11 o'clock, not 1 o'clock. Now he's talking about b'diavad. So in general, the rule is if he violated an issa daraisa in terms of erev, in terms of tzoa, he has to repeat whatever brachos, whatever he said, he's got to do it again. Now he says like this. 12 o'clock, but it's more than Dalet Amos. This is the rule of the Prima Gadim. Whenever there's a machlokas aposkim about the erev of the tzaya over here, like over here, it's more than 4 amos away, but it's within Melo Einav. You're going to repeat Kriyashma, but not the brachos. But tefila ain't a chozer espala, and by tefila he's not going to daven. Now, back to the Bible on the Be'ayin test, he says over there the eighth rule of tzoa on Ayin test by the Humangus Bir Halacha. He talks about tzoa overes. He brings down the machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Bach. He says that it's. He says it's din Torah, kemash b'gemara. The Shulchan Aruch paskin that you need melo einav in front of you. Umei Ramba mashma ba'bach posak. The after the fun of it's die b'dalet amos. Then the issue has footnote 9. In footnote 9, he brings down from the Prima Gadim. Actually, I missed it this morning somehow. He brings down the Prima Gadim. He brings down what's the machlokas between the Beis Yosef and the Bach about the tzoa that's more than dalet. It's 12 o'clock. It's more than dalet amos away. So he says like this. He says, the Bach holds that Chutz Arba Amos is not called Machane. Why your Machanecha Kadosh? Your Machane has to be Kadosh. It's not your Machane. And therefore, it's only us and Midrabanan. And they were not Geyser on Tzoya Veres, only on stagnant Tzoya, on stationary Tzoya. And the Beis Yosef holds, no, as long as you can see it, it's still part of your Machane. And it's still going to be awesome in a Torah. And therefore, also with Tzoya Veres, it's going to be awesome. So beautiful Prima Gadim brought down all the way on the Ayin Tes Hashmini for those who are with us. Okay, the Bir Halacha and Ayin Tes.
So Veres is Dal Raisa. So anyway, so anything.
Soro Veres is Dal Raisa. But the question is, it's Dal Raisa within your Machane. What is your Machane? Is your Machane your Dal Ramas or your Machane?
Machane. The word goes there. Melo Einav. The word goes there. The word not goes there any of the any Xeris. So then the question is, what's Dal Raisa and what's Dal Rabanan?
Well, stagnant Tzoa, more than Dal Amos, we're going to be awesome with Dal Rabanan. They weren't going there on Overis. According to the Bach. Right. But according to the Beis Yosef, it's all going to be Dal Raisa.
It's all Dal Raisa, right. That's the thing. It's all Dal Raisa. It's not like they were
going to go. That's what it sounds like. Right, that's what it sounds like. Okay, that's... Okay, so that's Gimel, half a Gimel. Let's do it again. Finish Gimel. Have you Tzoa the front of, Tzoa of Eris in front of him. Also, there goes Kinegda. Again, the Beis Yosef holds Kimelo Einav, just like stagnant, stationary Tzoa. And the Bach and the El Yerabah say only within Dalai Namas. Upi Chazir, here's a Gzera. The mouth of a pig has a din of Tzoa of Eris dummy. I feel Ole Minaha Nahar, even if he just took a bath. The pig took a bath. He just got out of the lake, the river. Ein harachitza mo eleslo. The bath doesn't help the pig. He's inherently dirty. His mouth is considered a cheftza of tzoa. Well, no, actually, the havik graf sharei. A graf sharei is that bedpan. Even when the bedpan is clean and you clean it out from the tzoa, it still has a din of tzoa. It's a graf sharei. It's a separate category which you're going to get to as a din tzoa, and that is the status of the pig of the chazir.